All right, so a couple of years down the road, you are taking a walk one fine morning.
Morning walk, okay.
A nice morning stroll. You call it getting in my stroll zone.
Getting in my stroll zone.
Your stroll zone. Yeah, you're getting in the SZ. You call it SZ and the AM.
Yeah, I probably would do that.
Yeah, the stroll zone. It's kind of how you get like yourself pumped up. Like, you know, it's dumb, but you get yourself pumped up a little bit to go for a stroll, you know, that extra sort of thing that pushes you to actually, you know, accomplish your goal.
Okay.
You
Yeah, I
call
mean,
it.
I see nothing wrong with it other than the horrendous name.
You
The way I
know,
describe it, getting
you
into
don't
the
think it.
stroll zone.
Getting into this, yeah, the SZ and the AM. And you are, and brother, you are in the zone this morning. You have got a stroll going that would make fucking, what's that guy's name?
Lance
CS
Armstrong.
CS Lewis blush. Then that
Oh.
guy was a rambler. Famously liked to go for strolls. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't. The Screwtape Letter.
And you kind of think about Screwtape the Demon sometimes as you go on these strolls. Not like for a prolonged amount of time, but sometimes you'll go walking on your morning stroll and you'll kind of like see some guy walk by and you'll be like, "Hey, good morning." And he'll be like, "Morning, Aaron." And you're like, "How's that guy know my name?" And as he walks
Yeah.
past you see underneath the brim of his hat, his eyes kind of look like demons for just a second.
Oh, great. That's fucking horrifying, Pat. That's gonna knock me right out of the zone.
It's like a weird thing. It's, I guess, like lately, you can just sort of tell when people are thinking like mean thoughts about you because they're, you just imagine their eyes turning into like monster eyes.
Why the fuck didn't you lead with that? Instead, you're telling me about a goddamn walk I'm going on in the morning, but I'm seeing people with demon eyes, and they're thinking bad thoughts about me.
Well, only when they think bad thoughts about you do they in fact have, you know, like demon eyes. And when that
Yeah.
happens, you think of like Screwtape from, you know, the CS
Yeah.
Lewis thing. But, you know, that's not really on your mind this morning, you know? Like
Why
I
the fuck
said,
wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be on my mind every second of every fucking day? I'm seeing people whose eyes change.
because
And I instinctually know that they're like thinking mean shit about me.
it only happens when you are like going for your strolls. The rest of the day.
Then I'm not going on these fucking strolls anymore, Pat. I'm not going to encounter a goddamn demon in the morning. And then I have to go to work. Are
Yeah.
you
But that's the
fucking
thing. Well,
serious?
but I mean, like, they don't do anything. It's just like you see, you kind of like imagine it. You know what I mean? It's like their eyes don't literally turn into demon eyes. It's just that you see their eyes as being distinctly demon-like. For just a
I
second,
fucking hate this.
it's for only as long
Yeah,
as
it
they're
doesn't matter,
thinking
Pat.
mean
It doesn't
thoughts about
matter.
you. Like
Yeah.
one morning, you got up and you were strolling, and like I said, you were in the zone one morning, and you saw this guy walking towards you, and he was wearing like a cowboy hat, you know,
Yeah.
kind of at an angle, so you could see his face pretty well that morning, and you're kind of like strolling, and you were kind of like very jaunty that morning. Like your knees were like going in the air, basically. That's how like intense you're walking. And
Okay, I
so,
got a little zest, a little zesty knee.
yeah, you had a very zesty breakfast that morning. And it
Oh.
was, yeah, and it was sort of like, you know, making you extra zesty that morning. So, you're going for your, you know, for your stroll and you're really zesting it up. And you saw this guy with the cowboy hat walk towards you and his eyes like turned to like demon eyes, you know? As he kind
Yeah.
of like looked at you and
I scream in sheer terror.
but you kind of get used to it, so it's not like a thing where like you see it and you're like you freak out the first few times. Yeah, definitely, but you're just kind of used to it, you know what I mean? You know, people think mean thoughts. It doesn't mean they're true, you know what I mean?
Their eyes don't fucking change, Pat. That's the variable at play here, is that I see people's eyes change and I immediately know that they're thinking bad shit about me.
You just know in your heart and
Yeah,
in
I get it.
your bones.
Oh, God.
So you're strolling around that morning and you know, you see the monster eyes and you're like, whatever, but like it doesn't really bother you at this point. Like I said, you had a pretty zesty breakfast and you are feeling pretty okay.
And I'm high stepping towards a cowboy with demon eyes.
Yeah. And he kind of like stares at you. And as you keep walking, his eyes just get like more and more like monster-esque, you know what I mean? Until they're like, they actually fill up his entire like face. His face is just
what
like
kinda,
cute.
What kind of cowboy hat are we talking? Is this like a Bret Michaels cowboy hat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
Bret
like a
Michaels.
Classic. Okay.
No.
Like a
this is
Stetson.
no, this is like a nouveau cowboy hat,
Rock of
basically.
Love. Okay.
Yeah. And like actually that morning, like it's kind of a coincidence. You had like a lot of Poison songs on your mind that morning.
Why?
So as the I don't
laid?
know.
No.
You
Okay.
just
Well,
for
that checks out.
Whatever reason you're just thinking about Poison, you know? That morning. The morning that and you dub it the morning of the eyes. And so the eyes just get bigger and bigger and bigger until his entire face is just like two things of like monster eye, basically. And as he looks at you, like as you pass by, you just hear him go like, "Aaron, good morning."
Now they're talking to me?
Yeah, but like that's what I'm saying. You're kind of used to it at this point. So you kind of have that memory as you see the guy, just his eyes flash like demon eyes for just a second. You kind of remember like, you know, yeah, it's kind of odd, but that's just, you know, that's the price of my morning stroll. So you are strolling around that morning.
This.
You're strolling around that morning. And like I said, you thought you were feeling zesty that one morning. You are feeling like zesty to the max. You actually say that to yourself as you walk. You just go,
no,
to the max, every once in a while. And you don't, it's a thing where like earlier that morning you woke up and like you couldn't quite remember the dream that you had. You know what I mean? Like you, it's one of the things where you're like, you know you had a dream, but you only recall like, yeah, the fleeting. Yeah, it's almost like the fleeting smoke of a dream. You know, and so you just remember that you had a dream that you were in it. Stuff happened, but you don't quite know exactly what happened exactly. And you kind of find yourself thinking of the dream as you're like, you kind of like are staring off into the distance on your stroll. A smile comes to your face as a very familiar high school comes into view. Your eyes kind of like go up past the high school, and you know how there's like, you know how clouds can sometimes look like shapes, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Well, there must be something in the air that morning, because you look up and you see in the sky the clouds forming words, essentially.
This isn't skywriting. This is like actual clouds.
No, these are the clouds above Dupo High School.
God damn it. I'm living in Dupo.
It says, the clouds say, "The Dupo Chronicles, Part 1.
Oh, Jesus.
And you kind of think of like, you just have like a vague stab of that memory of that dream from the night before.
Yeah.
Just the sound of like a clown nose. Aaron, you are walking to your job and your head is held high.
In Dupo.
As you're walking to your new job at Dupo High.
Oh, no. What a, no.
You are teaching drama. You're teaching theater.
No.
At Dupo High School.
When they add that back into the budget?
Relatively recently. They actually did it like, basically, this is the first year that they're bringing it back, and they actually like went into their budget, so they no longer teach geography at Dupo.
Not going to change anything.
Yeah, they just use that money to pay your salary.
I did drama club in high school, and there was like some middle-aged man from the community that would like do plays with us every year. We called him Drama Club Dave. He was this ball guy, was not a good actor, just loved doing plays.
And they actually named the theater Drama Club Dave in his honor theater.
He died. So yeah.
Drama Club Dave
He's dead
Theater.
now. He was not very old.
And you think about that morning as you walk into your new job. Like I said, this is a few years down the road, and you feel like, you know, you've gotten everything out of comedy that you've ever wanted to get out of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or ever possibly will.
You just feel, you feel to yourself, you know, I did it. I can,
or I didn't do it, and
I can,
I'm giving up, and
I can
moving
tell
back to
people,
my hometown of 3,000 people.
I can hold my head up high and tell people, you know what? I followed my dream.
And look where it brought me, baby.
Yep.
Teaching drama club at Dupo High at the expense of the geography program.
So you kind of feel that way. You feel like you've accomplished what you can accomplish. And then also there was, you know, there was sort of a, an incident,
oh,
of course.
What the fuck, man?
You're doing stand-up comedy and, you killed a kid.
God damn it.
You were performing at a, an ice cream parlor. It's called Salty Steve's Tasty Ice Cream. That's the name
oh
of the,
my God.
that's the name of the place. And,
oh, is there a Salty Steve?
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
Is his name actually Steve?
Yeah. His name is, Stephen Thump, and he is the owner. And, on busy nights, you'll actually see him behind the counter, like scooping ice cream and stuff like that.
Okay.
And, it's a little bit of an inside joke. You don't really get why it's called that, like what the joke is essentially, but the inside
he's not
joke
like a
is like,
salty dude. He's not like a
no,
curmudgeon
not
or
really.
anything.
He doesn't appear
Oh,
to be.
weird.
I mean, it's, yeah. I mean, you don't really know him. You're just performing at a, at his, you know, his ice cream
Okay.
parlor. The name of the show that you're performing at is, it's called Big Freeze Comedy.
Oh.
And, whatever, at the beginning of the show, the host will be like, all right, guys, welcome to
Why
Big
wouldn't they call it
Freeze.
like Chillarious or something? You know, there's so many other things that are like right there.
Right. But they go with Big Freeze Comedy.
Big
And
Freeze Comedy?
Yeah. And at the beginning of the show, they'll be like, hey, you know, welcome to Big Freeze Comedy, y'all. And then everybody in the audience will go,
no,
brr.
fuck you.
They wear
No,
like
don't.
they wear parkas and stuff like that.
So this is a show in a poorly named ice cream shop that is has such a dedicated, loyal fan base that they have inside bits. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, dude, do I get paid for this?
Yeah, it's the last $50 that you'll ever make doing comedy. Because what happened is,
okay,
you were doing the show. It's actually hosted by Salty Steve's brother-in-law. He does stand-up comedy.
Oh, now
Yeah.
we're seeing how it all fits together.
Yeah. This guy.
Nepotism.
Yeah. His name is Daryl Frost. And so he's
Daryl
doing
Frost and Steve Thump. Does Daryl work at Salty Thieves?
No, it's just
okay.
It's his son-in-law, you know. This is,
son-in-law, okay.
Yeah, they're sort of, this is them kind of meeting halfway, you know. They don't really get along, but it's sort of like, we're gonna, you know, we're, for better or for worse, we are linked for life at this point.
For her. Doing it
it's
for her.
We're doing it for her.
Okay.
It's a show that's in memory of his dead wife and his dead daughter.
What?
Yeah. That's like what
So
keeps them going.
Oh, so they don't like each other and she's dead, but they're still like forcing this thing?
Yeah, so basically
Oh, that feels so uncomfortable.
Their thing basically is like, you know, we're linked for life, and just because the thing that linked us together is gone, you know, we're still connected, basically.
But they don't like each other.
Yeah, and like, it's not like, it doesn't spill over. You don't see this, but I'll be
Sure.
honest with you, Aaron. There is a little bit of tension.
Is there ever a point where one of them just goes, "Hey, why the fuck are we doing this?
No.
Neither one of us wants this."
No, it's actually a very,
Oh.
it's a highly regarded show. It's like really hard to get on this show.
And I got on it and I killed a kid.
Yeah. So what happened was, you're performing there, Big Freeze Comedy, and, you were like, you know, telling some jokes, you're working on some impressions You've like worked some, you at the time had worked some impressions into your act, and you're kind of like,
Yeah.
you know, doing some of them.
What kind of impressions?
You do an impression, you do like presidential impressions.
Yeah.
So you go up and you're like, you're like, hey, guys, isn't it awkward when you guys go into like a restaurant or like a nightclub and there's like some, there's always some guy there who's like there to check your jacket, you know? Like, hey, it's always so strange. I mean, like, wouldn't it be weird if it was like, if like President Bill Clinton was there checking your jacket? Like, you'd walk in and he'd be like, I did not have sex with that woman, but I'll take your jacket. So you do stuff like that. You do an
That was an,
impression.
you just did an impression of me doing an impression of former president and friend of Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, you do that, you and then like, and like the crowd goes crazy, like people kind of like dig it. You do an impression of Gerald Ford. You just do the thing that like Chevy Chase did, and like you fall down and stuff
Oh,
on
okay.
stage, and like, so you,
I am a noted physical comedian.
and when you do that, you're like right in the middle of the bit where you're like, hey guys, you ever notice like, hey, it's like you go and you go golfing and they give you these caddies, and some of these caddies, man, they're really, some of them are real characters. Can you imagine if former President Gerald Ford was one of your caddies? I mean, you'd be like, hey, what should I do here? Should I use the 9 iron or what? And he just go, whoop, and then you like fall over. And there was a kid walking by when you did that, and when you went,
No,
whoop, you jumped,
no.
you kicked him so hard that your foot like went through his chest.
Oh, Jesus
And it
Christ.
can't, and like you didn't even notice it, went in and out so cleanly and so quickly that like you didn't even notice that you had kicked his heart out. But like the crowd noticed, dude, and
Yeah.
they were not happy with you after that
That
set.
fucking sucks. That sucks
So
so bad.
after that, your name was, you know, sort of kind of ruined in town. So
Poisoned, yeah.
yeah, known as, you're known as the Heart Kick Kid.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's what they started calling you, and
The
you left
heart kick
town,
kid?
and you left town very quick.
Man. I
You
don't
had
think
to
I would
break.
ever recover from that.
Yeah,
I genuinely think that would break me as a human being.
and so that's kind of like a thing where you are teaching drama at Dupo High, kind of as a way to like give back to the youth, and as a way to make up for the life that you took so thoughtlessly one, you know, summer's night in Los Angeles. So you go into Dupo High,
Sucks.
and it's your first day there, and things are like, you know, it does feel a little bit strange to be back there. I'm not gonna lie to you, Aaron.
Also, like, I don't have a college degree.
Right.
You know what I mean? I spent one semester in college. I'm not qualified to teach anyone anything.
Yeah, but like they you went into like interview for the job, and they're basically like, oh, Aaron, yeah, like, so you're a comedian. Oh, wow, how's that going? And you're like, oh, it's going pretty killer. And they're like, yeah, we
No, I
remember
wouldn't
that you're,
fucking make a joke about that. I wouldn't make a fucking joke about that, Pat.
but
I
they
wouldn't
don't
call
know.
myself a killer after I. They don't know.
No,
They
they
don't
don't know
know.
that this
They
happened.
have no
No.
idea.
No,
This
they have no
doesn't get
idea.
back.
No.
This doesn't get out. People would be talking about this immediately.
The internet
Like,
is
we need to
very
kick a hole
slow.
in a child.
Yeah, the internet's very slow in Dupo recently. There's been like a pro
Okay.
there's been a there's been a problem with the internet. So like they're still several years behind. It'll be a while before they find out about this, probably.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. So yeah, the
It's gonna
internet,
take a while.
it is. They have to like, there's a problem with like the budget, the internet budget. So it's sort of, you know, it's a little slow lately, so. So you're working at a Dupo High, and you kind of
I just
like,
realized that's gonna affect me now.
what?
I was thinking like, oh, who gives a shit? Because it's Dupo. But then I'm like, fuck, I'm in Dupo. Now my internet's gonna be. This fucking sucks. This whole thing sucks.
So you go in, and it pretty much becomes apparent that the way that they like were able to, like I said, they had to move around money to be able to afford you. But the way that they like sold this to the, you know, the American taxpayers of Dupo, Illinois, they were like, hey, instead of like him doing like drama, basically you're teaching them pro wrestling. So it's high school pro wrestling. And so you're teaching them sort of like the character aspect of it. So you're kind of teaching them like, here's how you embody, a certain character type, what that character means for
Yeah,
the
who
larger
teaches them the
story.
wrestling part? Who does that?
The wrestling coach, the high school wrestling coach. He handles that. You handle the story. You handle character. He handles actual like wrestling. Mitch Troyer.
Yeah,
He's the high
the
school
wrestling
wrestler.
coach.
Yeah. He was a he's a guy where he was a Olympic gold medalist who gave it all up for Christ, basically, and teaches sort of a faith-based wrestling system.
Would do, but would love it.
And they do.
Yeah, they would
So
love it.
he'll teach them. So he actually teaches them like, like biblically sound wrestling techniques. So it'll be like, yeah, here's how you like turn the other cheek. And when you do that, you hit them with like a left, uppercut or whatever, brother.
Yeah.
So it's kind of stuff like that.
A crucifix.
Yeah.
Yeah. The burning bush.
So he is teaching them how to actually wrestle. You're working on story. You're working on character. You know what I mean? And
Yeah.
you kind of like it, It's actually like kind of a lot of fun.
Sure would be.
So the first day, you actually bring in someone to talk to them. There's like a local wrestling backyard wrestling hero that like the kids love. The Dirty Man is what he's called. He shows
Dirty
up.
man.
The Dirty Man.
Dirty.
His whole thing is he's just like this like guy. He's just like covered in trash, That's his
He's
whole
just a
thing.
dirty guy.
He's just the dirty guy, the
The
Dirty
dirty
Man.
man.
So he shows up and he kind of like talks about character and stuff like
Does he
that with the
show up?
kids.
Did he show up dirty? Or did he show up in like his normal?
So his thing is, look, like I am, if you guys want to talk about like wrestling and talk about character work, like, yes, I'm game to do that, but I cannot break kayfabe on this. Like, I'm going to show up as the Dirty Man. And you're like, that's fine with me. And so, like, he
He gets
shows
all
up,
dirtied up.
he gets all dirtied up, and he kind of shows them a couple different, ways that he's moved the storyline over the years, where he's explained. And so he's kind of explained to them, like, yeah, so like the larger storyline that year in the Backyard Wrestling League of Dupo was that, like, oh, the commissioner's brother, he's taking over, but no one knows who he is. And so that's like the larger thing. And he explains to them how in the match that he did, he goes, for example, like the way that we move this kind of the story forward, even though we're not directly involved with it, is the Dirty Man, I was having a match against the Ageless Wonder. And his whole thing is he's this like 80-year-old man who still wrestles. And so
Clearly aging.
yeah. And he has
He
like,
clearly has aged a lot.
yeah, I guess so.
What the fuck?
And so he's and in it, like they're wrestling and they go one. He's like, easily dominating this guy, but the guy, like, they go one, two, and he goes, stop, but if you pin me, like, you'll never learn the truth about the commissioner's brother. And everyone's like, oh no. And he goes, huh? Then the guy goes, like, psych, and like hits him in the balls, so then like pins him. So he kind of says,
The
like, he
80-year-old
shows,
wonder, okay.
yeah, he, the yeah, the Ageless Wonder. And so he shows,
Oh,
like,
yeah.
he kind of explains character work and stuff like that to them. And they're all like, holy shit. And
The dirty
so
man.
the Dirty Man. So you go home that day, your new home in Dupo, and you go inside your house that you have there. There's a knock on the door. What do you do?
I could look through the goddamn keyhole. Peephole. Peephole.
You look through, and there is a just like a FedEx guy holding a like a manila envelope. He's like, anybody there? FedEx.
Yeah, I open the door.
He goes, hey, Federal Express. Here you go. And
Thank you. Thank you.
he goes, thank you. And he looks at you and he goes, you know, this is actually my final day before retirement.
I don't fucking care, you know?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I was. I think if the FedEx man, like, as I'm trying to close the door, is telling me that
Yeah.
it's clear he wants to tell somebody, I would go, oh, congratulations. I hope you enjoy retirement.
And he goes, yeah, thanks. And he looks annoyed.
And
He
he
walks
what?
away. He looks annoyed. He's like, thanks. He like
What
walks
the fuck
away.
else are you supposed to tell somebody when they retire, Pat?
I'm just
You say,
telling
hey,
you.
enjoy it. Good luck, man.
Yeah, he I'm just saying
I
that
don't
he
want to have a
didn't.
conversation with the fucking FedEx guy.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you what happens. He did not like that response.
Well,
And
fuck him. I think I won't have to ever see him again.
so you look down at the manila envelope as you hear him like drive away. He's like T-boned as soon as he leaves your fucking driveway. So,
Yeah, did he make it?
no.
Oh, God.
No,
Oh,
he
he's in a
dies.
van, too, so he's gonna, there's no door.
There's no door. Yeah. And as he
Oh,
drives
man.
away, he kind of like, you hear him like, you see him like give you the finger as he like,
Bad move, buddy.
yeah. He is hit so hard, T-bone, that like he goes flying through the like the open door and he goes like, whoa. And he actually goes like, his body's actually never recovered.
They just don't find him.
They don't find him. That's how
Jesus
like fast
Christ.
he, yeah. So they're like, they basically just close the book on it very quickly. It's, you know, they don't want to
Well,
really delve into what happened. So,
sorry. That
it's a
sucks.
manila, it's a manila envelope. The return address says, Lanalax, law or legal. Lanalax legal, it says. And it's like, just says your name and stuff. Do you open it?
Yeah, of course.
So you open it and it's basically a last will and testament.
That guy?
It's no, oh no, it's not from the guy who was one day from retirement who died now. It's from a just like a distant cousin that you didn't know about, and Madeline Lancaster.
That
And
sounds like dad's side.
yeah, it doesn't really go into detail as to, you know, what side it is essentially, but you can kind of tell. And basically the last will and testament says like, hey Aaron, like wasn't super close with you. However, you are my last you know, blood descendant on this earth. And I leave to you what's inside this envelope. Dot dot dot. And then like her signature. Do you look in the envelope?
Yeah.
You look inside the envelope and it's basically like you pull it out and you look at it and you go like, huh? And it's basically like a tarot card set. But it's like ancient. It looks very old and very worn.
Okay.
What do you do?
I mean, I guess I would open the box and like
Yeah.
look. I would look at the cards. I don't know shit about tarot.
So you look
I
through the
would try to
cards.
find it online, see if it was worth any money.
There's, but like, there's no, when you look at it, they're clearly supposed to be tarot cards, but like, they're a little bit different than any that you've ever seen. Like, they're, instead of having what's normally there, they have like their own kind of version, I guess, like that you've never really seen
Sure.
before. So there's like a figure depicted called the Final Knight. Knight, and it's like a knight in shining armor
Okay.
rather. No armor over his balls though, like you see his balls.
Oh, his balls are out. They're not just unarmored, they're out.
They're out.
All right.
There's one of them where it's called
Are they
there's
hairy?
like, no, actually, there's not a hair to be seen.
Okay.
You there's a character who has like a shrouded face, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And has like a fucking like robe on and stuff, and you can't quite see its face. And it says, "The Mystery Wizard." There's one where it's like a woman in a stream, with she's standing on the water. She's got no head, and it says, and like she's labeled as the as some headless broad.
What the fuck?
So you're like, this is kind
Some
of odd.
headless person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you kind of like look through it and you're like, all right, like whatever. Like, do you have much interest in stuff like that, Aaron? Tarot card and shit like that?
No. I mean, I've done it like a couple times in my life. One time, Kath Barbadoro read me one and said, you'll come into a lot of money. And like 2 weeks later, I won a sports bet for like $1,000.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
You
And
kind of
that's
think
like
it.
I don't ever do that kind of stuff. But.
You kind of like think about that. You kind of like have that memory as you kind of look through. You go to put the tarot cards away. You don't really think about it. You like open up a drawer. When you put them away, you actually see like a stack of like hundreds. You see $1,000 there. You're like,
One
hell yeah.
large.
Yeah, one large. You kind of forgot
Wait,
about
there's
the.
$1,000 just appeared in my.
You had put it away there for safekeeping and just forgot about it. So like as you put the
They're
tarot
all
cards away,
ones?
no, it's all hundreds.
Oh, all 100. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have
You're just like, oh
10
wow,
of them.
cool. Yeah. So you're like, cool. You just found $1,000. You just kind of like forgot about it. So you kind of like feel pretty cool, you know. You tuck that $1,000 away into your fucking wallet. You go to bed.
I'm carrying $1,000 cash with me.
Oh yeah, I mean like it's in cash and you're like, oh, I'm gonna deposit this after work tomorrow, you know.
Oh, okay.
You can, you know, also you're like, well, I'm just gonna put it in there so you just don't forget, you know. You obviously forgot earlier. And so you put it away, go to sleep, you dream of a howling void. You wake up the next
Great.
day, you go to work doing pro wrestling, high school pro wrestling. You have like your first match later on that week. And you're there and you're sitting in your office, Depot High School. You kind of have like some downtime. And
Yeah, I bet.
you're not like a, you have like third period off. And so you're like you're sitting there, you're eating your lunch that you brought with yourself to school. You think to yourself, huh, some things never change. Eating a turkey sandwich at Dupo High School. Who would have thought you're just all alone eating? And so you kind of like are sitting there and like suddenly you hear someone like clear their throat. And you're like, huh? And you look up and standing in your office are like four people essentially. And they're kind it's hard to kind of tell what you're looking at exactly when you're staring. Like it's a thing where at first it's kind of hard for your brain to kind of put into
What the fuck
discernible.
was that?
It's hard for your brain to kind of see what it's like. It takes a second,
Why?
like, because at first you just it's almost as if they're like four like things of like light, like four orbs of light, you know. And then
That
as
knocked on
you,
my door.
well, no, there's no knock on the door. They cleared the throat.
Oh, they're
And
clear their throat.
when you look up, there's like four orbs, and they kind of like come into. It's almost like they have like an aura of like red and blue, you know, and they kind of come into like solid form. And standing in front of you. There's this one of them is this woman, and she seems they all do, but she especially seems very like regal. You know what I mean? She's got like a crown on her head. There's like
Yeah.
hearts all over that fucking crown. Standing next to her is this guy. He's holding like theatrically holding like a knife, you know what I mean? But he doesn't really mean any harm. He's got like a you know, big nose.
Yeah.
He's got like diamonds in his knife. There's a guy. He's wearing like a king's crown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, it's kind of hard to tell. Like he has like a king's crown, and he has like a golf club. He's holding a golf club.
Yeah.
And next to him is this guy who just looks like a fucking rascal. He's wearing like a black leather jacket, and in the background you
Yeah.
just in the background you hear like, "It's all a game to me. The ace of spades. The ace of spades." Now, 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 now,
Motorhead, you
now, now,
fucking
now,
play. This
now,
is what
now,
I see
now,
this
now.
guy.
Yeah, the ace of spades. And they stand in front of you, and the Queen of Hearts look at you, and she goes, "Hello, Aaron. We are the face cards."
Oh, God.
The ace of spades looks at you and he goes, "Look, Aaron." He goes, "Aaron, we're in a little bit of a fix. We need your help." They go on to explain that as the keeper of the keeper of the cards, they call you. You have
Oh,
your like cousin's like tarot set or whatever. And basically, as a keeper of the cards, you have the ability to help them, to help the face cards. They're like they go on to tell you that they're having like a bit of a problem. They're like they go on to the Jack of Diamonds, the guy with that fucking knife
knife.
that is
Yeah.
just covered. That hilt is covered in diamonds. It's almost hard to look at. He goes, "Look." He goes, "Look here, see?" He goes, "Look here, mate. There's gonna be a war coming, sir." He
What
goes,
accent is that? Do you, if you had to guess. Was that an Australian accent?
"Yeah, I guess so."
Okay, just curious. I just want to make sure I
He
got it in the
goes,
right frame of
"Oi."
mind.
He goes, "Oi, there's gonna be a conflict. Oi."
Yeah.
And you're gonna have to pick sides. And like he like leaves the dagger on the desk, and as they like fade away, they just you just hear him go again. You hear the King of Clubs go, the king holding the golf club. You hear him go like, "You'll have to help us, Aaron. You're the only one. One,
They
one,
didn't even
one."
fucking tell me what was going on. They gave me no information. They just showed up. They plant a fucking knife in my desk. I'm at school, dude. You know what happens if I get caught with a fucking knife at a school?
Yeah. And so
I can
you're
already
kind of
tell you right
like,
now, I'm not gonna help these guys. They've
right.
given me no information, and they fuck again. There's a knife that they dropped on my desk.
Right. So you kind of just are like completely weirded out by this. You kind of
Yeah,
go out.
Aether orbs that came to fucking life.
Face cards. And so you kind of go through your day. It's a pretty, you know, normal enough day at work. You're
Sounds
teaching
like
them,
it.
yeah, you're teaching them the art of the heel turn that day, you know.
Okay.
So you're teaching them about how, you know, you're a face, you're a good guy, but at some point to keep the audience engaged, like, you know, you become a bad guy, the heel turn. And you kind of like teach them about that or like whatever. you show them like a clip of Hulk Hogan becoming Hollywood Hogan, one of the most famous heel turns in history. And you kind of talk about, you know, different shit like that. You go home that day. You cook yourself a delicious chicken and veggie dinner.
Okay.
You're cooking it and you get it like all together, you know, plated. The chicken is juicy yet firm.
Sure.
The vegetables are it's asparagus, broccoli, and carrots, roasted perfectly, just a hint, almost a suggestion of honey.
Honey?
Yeah, just a hint.
I'm eating honey on my vegetables?
Yeah, but like
Yeah, just a suggestion.
almost like a forget I was ever here type of thing.
Like a
You know what I mean?
whisper.
A whisper of honey. And so you turn around with the food in your hand and you almost drop it because standing in front of you
What the fuck?
is this guy. He kind of, at first, it's the same thing. At first, it's almost like it's an orb of light, and it kind of like becomes a solid being, you know? It's this guy in front of you. He's wearing like a tattered like suit, you know? He's got like a chalk white face with like a big red, you know, grin on it. And he goes, "Hello, Aaron. You want to know how I got these scars?" He goes, "I'm the Joker." "Why
Yo,
so?"
get the fuck out of my house. That's why. Because you just fucking broke into my home.
He goes, "Why so serious,
And
card
because you just
holder?"
fucking barged in. I'm in the middle of dinner. Get out of my house.
He goes, "Will you help me against those creeps, those face
No.
cards?"
No, I won't. I won't. I will not. Now leave my home. Get
So
out of my house.
he leaves and he goes, "All
I don't
right,
fucking
Aaron."
care. He barged in when I was having dinner. Broke into my home.
He
At
looks
least
down at
maybe during like office hours, you know?
the vegetables and he goes, "Never rub another man's rhubarb." He walks away. So you eat dinner and you're just kind of annoyed about this whole situation, you
Whole
know.
fucking day. The whole situation sucks.
You think so?
Yeah, Pat, I'm living in Dupo again. I'm teaching drama. They got rid of geography classes so I could fucking teach kids professional wrestling.
I think it's kind of cool. So you're like
You've
the
never been to
whole,
Dupo.
you're the card holder, dude. You have
I don't
like
give
you're the
a,
holder
I don't like
of.
any of these people.
So you kind of are in a little bit of a mood, I guess. You go to bed. Well, you're like after you eat, you like walk into your bedroom. You go in, you take a big dump. You always do before you go to bed. You take a dump before you go to bed and right after you wake up. First and last thing you do,
Man.
essentially. Yeah. So
Okay.
you're done with that. You go to brush your teeth and then you're kind of distracted and then you suddenly hear, "Hey, Aaron."
Oh no. No, fuck no. It's the fucking worst.
And you gotta go like, "Huh?" And you look around and you could have sworn you heard someone say your name. And you go to brush your teeth again, and right as you bring your toothbrush up to your mouth, you hear, "Hey, Aaron, I'm down here, buddy." And you go, "Huh?" And you look in the mirror, and you can kind of see like your front tooth has like googly eyes now and like a big smile that extends off the side of it. And he goes, "Hey, Aaron, it's me, Timmy the Tooth. Good to see you again. It's been a long time."
Not long enough.
So
That's what I say.
Tim the Tooth goes on to explain to you that he basically goes, he says to you, he goes, "Aaron, I understand you're in a bit of a problem." And again, his smile gets even bigger than it was before. And now you see that he
Yeah.
has like a, it's that he has like a necktie, you know what I mean?
No.
Like where his neck
What do you
should
mean
be.
I know?
The tooth
He's
has
wearing
a
a
neck.
fucking tie?
The tooth is wearing a tie and has a big smile and googly eyes. Yeah.
That
And
sucks.
he goes, "I understand you're in a bit of a fix." He goes, "I can help you out. I'll get rid of all of the face cards. Not to mention that Joker. You just
Fine, what
gotta,"
do you want?
he goes, "you just gotta do one thing.
What?
You have to kill a man." He goes on to explain that he's part of this group called the Tooth Gang. And basically it's an interconnected intelligence network where wherever there's like a tooth, there, you know, that's where you can find the Tooth Gang. And so he's a member of that. And basically he goes on to tell you that there is a guy who is stalking dental hygienist assistants and killing them. He goes, "We call it the assistant killer."
Say, tell the fucking cops. Tell somebody who can do something.
He goes,
Leave me alone.
they won't listen to me, Aaron. I'm just a tooth.
Every cop, well, maybe not every cop, a lot of cops have teeth.
Yeah.
You know, like you fucking use those teeth. Use
So
those teeth. And
he goes on.
I'm not doing this. I
So
put on the
he
brush
tell.
on and I start brushing. I try to brush them away.
So you turn your electric brush on and you bring it to the tooth, and as it touches Team of the Tooth, it just fucking stops.
This fucking, all of this sucks.
He goes, "Will you help me? Will you help
I
us
said, no.
destroy the?"
No. I'm
He
not
goes,
killing someone.
"I can make it all go away."
I'm just gonna ignore it. I'm not helping any of these people.
Yeah.
I'm living in Dupo. My life is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I'm not helping this tooth. I'm not the person who you should be telling this to.
Yeah.
Tell a fucking cop.
Okay.
A detective. Somebody.
Your electric toothbrush turns back on. You just start brushing your teeth rather. You look down, you see Team of the Tooth is gone. Your tooth is like returned back to, its normal thing.
Normal, regular tooth.
Normal regular tooth. So, you brush your teeth and you brush it a little bit harder than you normally do.
Sure.
Just because you're just a little weirded out by the whole thing.
Yeah.
You do it so hard that you look down and you notice that there's like blood like
Oh
on
my
your
God.
toothbrush. Yeah, and you kind of go like, whoa, and like you kind of like stop and stuff. And you spit the blood out of your you spit the blood
Because
out of
I'm
your
brushing
mouth.
so hard.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You spit the blood into the the sink. You look down and for like a second, like the blood looks like a your face, except instead of eyes, there's like X's.
Great. Great.
So you go to sleep. You dream of a howling void. You wake up the next morning. You go to work, and you see, like, you walk in, and the head, like administrator or whatever, is like, or not the like the
Like the
secretary, head sec.
superintendent or
Yeah, no, like the person who handles the front, like the head administrator or whatever.
Oh,
You're talking about,
yeah,
like a
secretary.
secretary type of thing. Yeah. So
Sure.
she goes, "Oh, Aaron, hey, real quick, do you have a second?" She
Say
goes,
yeah, sure.
"Yeah, this is gonna sound odd, but I think I was visited by like a deck of cards last night. They wanted me to let you know, don't worry about it." Yeah, anyway, just thought I'd pass along the message.
I would say, I got no idea what you're talking about. Sounds like you had a good night.
She
And I'd
goes,
laugh and I'd
and
just
she,
fucking turn around as she's talking. I'm getting the
yeah,
fuck out of there.
she laughs too. She goes, "Yeah, I guess they would just want to let you know that everything kind of resolved itself. Don't worry about it."
I go, that's a good one. I'll think about putting that in the show.
And she goes,
And I just
"Oh,
leave.
yeah," she hear like laugh. You walk down the hallway to work to your new purpose in life, teaching these kids professional wrestling. You open the door and they all like look up at you and they meet your eyes and you go, "Today is a new day, children." And then suddenly you feel like a bunch of like stabbings and like stabbing wounds in the in your back and you go, oh.
What
And
the
so
fuck?
and you cut you look down and you kind of go like, oh, and like you turn around and then instantly a bunch of razor sharp puzzle pieces are thrown into like your skull and like your stomach and your legs and stuff like that. And
Fucking hate this.
right as you bleed out in front of all the kids, you hear someone go, "You've been pierced by the Puzzler." The last thing you see is this guy. He's kind of dressed like the Riddler in front of you, holding a bunch of like puzzle pieces that are razor sharp.
Great.
He flicks two more at you. These ones take out
Great.
your eye. These ones take out your eyes, and you die in this in the
Fuck you.
hallways of Depot High in front of all those kids.
God damn it. Man, I hated every moment of that one. I
Why?
really did. Nothing good about it. I hated all of that.
The Depot Chronicles. Yeah.